And today we are, this is, we are, whoa, my God, I cannot.
Welcome to the Shit We Don't Tell Mom podcast. This is Christy.
And this is Angie. And we're here to chat about the uncomfortable shit we secretly want to talk about as Asian millennials. Welcome back to another episode of Shit We Don't Tell Mom. This is Angie.
This is Christy.
Today we are, this is, we are, whoa, my God, I cannot.
So Christy, I think Christy is a little bit nervous because today we are going to be talking about her experience in Toronto.
Hi. Okay, I want to preface, this is another Our Shit episode where we talk about our updates on how we are currently managing our mental well-being.
Yes.
Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
My mental well-being.
Her mental well-being, her emotional well-being, her physical well-being.
Okay, so today I want to talk about anxiety. Just straight up talk about today is all about anxiety. So we're going to talk about my shit. But it's also going to be an episode on anxiety because I'm feeling a fuck ton of anxiety since I've moved. But varying degrees and anxiety for different things. I am right now, as I'm sitting in this chair recording with you, Ange.
Yes.
I am really fucking nervous and I don't know why. We have been recording forever. This is season three. You would think this shit is like, you know, whatevs. It's like picking up the phone and calling you. I'm still like, oh God, laughter. Okay, coping. My heart rate has like significantly increased. My fingers and my toes are very clammy right now. And I've been feeling this way every single day when I wake up. And generally, I feel an extra dose when I'm about to jump on a call or go into a meeting or, you know, go to class. It's like some form of social anxiety. But what I really think is I'm experiencing just a whole bunch of underlying anxiety because I just moved to a new place. I just started school. School's fucking overwhelming. So I have this humming anxiety in the background. And then anytime there's something I have to do, like go out and buy groceries or jump on a call with you. If I have to engage in an activity, then my baseline level anxiety soars even higher. Am I making sense? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. So how do you feel? Let's say you're at home, you're sitting on the couch, catching up with your messages, and then you're like, shit, I need to go to the grocery store in like 12 minutes. How do you feel?
So here's the thing. I don't even engage in those activities very much anymore because I'm constantly doing homework. And that's where majority of my anxiety is coming from. It's coming from school. Like, it's like freaking me out. And I feel like if I stop to go out and buy groceries, I'm wasting time. I could be reading another paper.
Yeah.
You know, if I go and like stop and cook some food, it's like I do it out of necessity because my body needs sustenance. But my mind is thinking about I could be reading another paper. Oof. Every single activity that I'm doing that is outside of school, I'm like, I could be doing homework. And it's a life sucker. It's like I cannot think of anything else besides do homework. And if I'm not engaged in some sort of school-related activity, then my anxiety soars even more.
Is it – so have you – do you feel this often? Is this a feeling that you have felt before or do you think it's just now because school?
I don't recall feeling this in undergrad. I have a couple of – theories. One of them is because we've been talking a lot more about mental health, being a mental health advocate, speaking about mental health, us having this podcast, I am so much more engrossed in this mental wellness space. So I'm thinking about it all the time. And I wonder if that makes me a lot more sensitive. The other one, so the first one is more like sensitive in a negative way. The positive effect is somewhere along similar lines, is that because I'm thinking more about it, I'm more aware and more in tuned with my own feelings and emotions, and I'm giving myself more space and allowing myself to feel a lot of these things, and therefore it's coming out a lot more. So maybe in the past I didn't feel it because there was some suppression or some just ignorance.
It could be, but it seems like this is bothering you a lot more. Like the way you're talking about this is you're coming from a place of unfamiliarity.
So this year I had to take time off because I was hella depressed. I am scared that I will go down a similar path if I cannot find ways to manage my anxiety. It's different than, you know, what I had experienced this year, because that was from compassion fatigue. It was from a whole bunch of different other variables that contributed to the depression. And this time it's like, it's anxiety that we're talking about, right? But nonetheless, I'm afraid that I'm going to go down this path of scary place if I don't find some ways to deal with this anxiety. And then I start thinking, I'm like, okay, well, if I'm setting myself up thinking that I'm going to fail, then I'm going to fail. You know, if I keep psyching myself up that, oh, you're not going to be able to manage this well, like you're going to have some mental breakdown halfway through the semester, then I'm afraid of becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know what I mean?
Okay. Like your anxiety is coming from someplace. Like there's obviously you're scared of something.
I'm scared I can't do the program.
There you go.
I'm just like so overwhelmed by the amount of stuff I need to do.
Yeah. It's literally been like 2 weeks of school.
So here's the thing. Like I was thinking about why am I doing grad school?
Ah.
Like, what is the purpose of doing grad school, right?
Like why did you put yourself into this situation?
Like did I make the right choice? No. Yes, I think about that. And yes, I do think I made the right choice. It's still something that I want to pursue. It's something that I want to do. And I don't regret that at all. You know, and to see the amount of fucking shit that I have to do every single day, I'm like, I don't know if this is possible, which causes the anxiety, right? Because now it's like, oh my gosh, my to-do list is 1,000 pages long. And I don't know. Now I just feel like I'm complaining for the sake of complaining. Like I feel like I'm just being such a champagne person talking about first world problems.
It sounds more like you're trying to organize your thoughts. Like you're not complaining. You're trying to figure out what it is that you actually feel. You know what I mean? Like as a listener.
I don't have time to think about those things because I could be reading a paper.
That's what I mean. Like remember how much we talked about like self-care and shit like that?
Uh-huh. I try. It's not that I don't.
No.
And I recognize the importance of it. Like I'm probably not doing it in a very healthy way, but I still try to find time to do those things. Like I'm still journaling, for example. I try to do fun things. I took a bubble bath the other day, but I also took a bubble bath with my laptop so I can read a paper while taking a bath.
Yeah, that's not self-care. Feels like you're just forcing yourself to journal and take bubble bath and do logic puzzles before bed.
I'm trying to do a lot of these things, but the degree of stuff that I used to do for myself compared to how much I'm doing now is very different. The ratios are very different. And the quality of self-care activity is also different.
Yeah, I was just going to say 13 hours of homework plus I don't know what, like 5 minutes of journaling does not seem like it would do anything. Like what about seeing friends or having a good meal or, you know, having a good meal where you're not reading a paper? How about that?
I'm trying to figure out what it is that I am feeling. I obviously can feel the anxiety because I wake up with burning sensations in my stomach. you know, and in my chest. And after I eat, that's even worse because there's food in my body.
Oh, no, I hate that feeling.
Then my GI gets even more like, you know?
Yeah.
These are feelings of anxiety. I recognize them. They're very similar to the ones that I would get previously, but those were work-induced and those were imposter syndrome-induced. This time, I don't feel like I'm an imposter. I don't feel like all my value, you know, who I am as a human being and where my career is going to go is dependent on this. I don't feel that because I had once felt that when I was trying to get into the UBC program, which is like, oh my God, if I don't get in, then like, I what am I going to do with my life? You know, it wasn't that type of anxiety. It's just, I don't know how this is humanly possible for me to do this. Cause I feel like unless I put in 13 hours every single day, like 7 days a week, I won't be able to complete all the things that I need to complete. And like, I'm trying to introduce all these concepts that you and I have learned in our wellness journey and practices that I have started to do in my workplace, which is like, you know, breaking up my tasks, inserting different activities in between. Like I used to play tennis after meetings or before meetings, and then I would see clients and then I will do something else. And then, you know what I mean? Like I do that because I had a lot more autonomy in my job, and then focusing on self-care and knowing that work isn't my life. And I fully embrace that work is not my life, that I have other things I care about in my life. I have my mom, I have all my relationships, I have this podcast, I have like tennis and biking and choir and singing. Like those are all important things in my life that I enjoy, and I want to spend time and energy on those things too. And that gives me balance. With grad school, I don't even know where to find that ability to insert those things. I know that it's not my life, and I know that my value isn't tied to it, but I still want to do well. Like, I still want to finish the program. Like, I'm paying fucking money for this. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, of course.
How do I envision the rest of this year and pace myself, but at the same time, be able to have my deliverables and then also take care of my own well-being? I feel like there's no room to give.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now I think that kind of brings it back to my first question of like, how are you managing your self-care? Because like you said, you have all these other things you care about, like your relationships, your mom, your activities and stuff like that. But right now you're not engaging in any of those. So right now your life isn't balanced.
It's not. And that's causing me more anxiety. That makes me feel like, oh my gosh, if I don't have my shit together, like if I don't figure out how to make this work for me for the next year, then I'm going to have a mental breakdown somewhere down the road. And that's when I'm like, oh my gosh, I understand this is just the beginning, and the beginning probably feels the hardest, right? It's also a very different mind shift going from a working professional to a student and all of that. I get it. But maybe my own underlying anxiety is like, you got to figure this shit out now, you know? It's like that planner in me.
I think that's what it is. Okay, first of all, you've only been there for 2 weeks, okay? School's only started for 2 weeks. You were here in Vancouver like a week ago doing your duties as part of a wedding. But like, I don't mean to make it sound like I'm scolding you. Like, it's fucking 2 weeks into your 1 year in Toronto. Your 1 year is not going to be like this. Like, I think that's exactly what it is. You want to see yourself do well. And right now you can't see it yet because you're still getting used to your new life. But then you're giving yourself a hard time for not being able to, I don't know, like envision it. Like, I'm sure when you thought about going to grad school, okay, you know what? Paint me a picture of what the perfect week or perfect day would look like as part of Christy's 1 year in Toronto doing her grad school.
I can't.
No, like before you went there, before you started the program, what was the perfect picture in your head?
Okay, I'm just thinking about that picture that I painted in my own head before I started school. And that picture seems so fucking unrealistic right now.
It doesn't matter. Just tell everyone.
It's like humorous, you know? So I knew that we have full-time classes 2 days a week. So I'm like, 2 days a week. Lols. I have whole fucking days.
Yeah, you told me you were going to find a job.
Actually, I do have a job.
What?
I'm a TA.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
I almost picked up a second job and I turned it down on Monday. We are recording on a Thursday right now. So I had another job opportunity, but I was like, the fact that I thought about it, the fact that I considered doing two jobs.
The fact that you got an offer for a second job, you didn't just think about it.
Well, I was thinking like of doing it, you know what I mean? And then see, this was my self-care. I was like, you know what? No, I will legitimately die if I pick up a second job. So I turned down the second job, which is me self-caring. Good job. Okay. Woo! Pat on the back. Okay. So when I initially imagined grad school, I'm like, yeah, 2 days in school, 5 whole other days, I will do a part-time job. I was thinking I would spend a lot more time on the podcast. Now I think it's the opposite. I'm going to go out exploring like every week. I'm going to bike. I'm going to go to all these different neighborhoods in Toronto and start to make friends and meet different people and find a tennis crew and Yeah. So school was like, it was part of it, but it was definitely not, maybe top five, but like number five. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's totally. Because when people go to school, especially since you're paying for grad school, it's more for the experience than anything. Same thing like when I went abroad for the year, I wasn't going to break like from my co-op job. I think I barely broke even on that and spent more money. And obviously exchange was way more money, but you're paying for the experience because you know, like, it's not about the job. It's not about the actual classes. They do help, but it's about this experience and a moment in life that you won't be able to do again.
And, exactly. And yeah. It was so much more about me moving to Toronto than me going to grad school. You know, the grad school thing was a bonus. It was something I wanted to do. And it was a bonus, but it wasn't everything. It wasn't my everything.
It was kind of an excuse to see what a different life would look like. When I went abroad, it was an excuse to just get away from my family. Not get away from them, but like get away from the overbearing, you know, Chinese mother and get away from like this life that I've known all my life, right? So I feel like, yeah, for you, it was more so moving to another city that was kind of the biggest draw. So now all the things like exploring the city, which is obviously why you moved to the city, is no longer possible. So of course you feel anxious. Okay. So you know how you love lists?
Like, oh my God, I have so many. Yes. Go on.
I was just going to say, I bet you have a bajillion lists.
I have way more lists now as a grad student than I feel like ever in my life.
Maybe.
Do you want to see some? They're all, my God. They're all accessible.
Oh my God. Stop. You're giving me anxiety. Stop. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to look at it. You're giving me anxiety. I
love my lists.
I'm getting secondhand anxiety from you right now. So, okay. Out of those lists, how many of those are fulfilling what you wanted to move to Toronto for? Like a list of places you want to check out, a list of neighborhoods, or a list of activities that you want to do in Toronto. How None. Many? There you go. So I was going to say, why don't you just make a list? Like something realistic, maybe book like, I don't know, a Friday afternoon every week to spare to check off one thing off the list.
Okay, that's actually a really... really good idea. I wasn't sure there was going to be a takeaway for this episode. It was just Christy bitching about her life and her anxiety of how hard school is. I really like that.
Well, because like the thing is like when I'm overwhelmed and I tell people about it, they're like, oh, you should make a list. And I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Because I'm not a list person, but you are a list person. So you should use lists to your advantage.
I am a list person. Thank
you're such a list person. Ugh.
I'm already excited.
I know.
I'm making another list.
You looked so like upset. Not like at me or anything. You just looked down, sorrowful, a bit like gloomy at the beginning of this call, and now you're actually smiling because of a list. Because of a list.
Okay, but like a list that I look forward to making as well as checking off, because it's gonna give me a lot of joy. Hey everyone, we're going to take a pause from the show just for a sec because we have some big news to share. Shit We Don't Tell Mom now has a website. You can find us at shitwedonttellmom.com. That's one giant word, shitwedonttellmom.com, where you're going to find mental health resources, episode show notes and transcripts, and a place for you to drop us some feedback and ideas. We love hearing from you. It is what motivates us to make the show. So let us know what shit you're not telling your mom, and you could be featured in our next episode.
And if you haven't already followed us on Instagram, go ahead and check that out. That's where we share our day-to-day updates and provide more information on upcoming episodes. Again, thank you so much for listening. The best way to support our show is by sharing an episode with a friend. If you would like to get us a cup of coffee or a bubble tea, there is also a link to do that in the show description or on our website. All right, that's enough for now. Enjoy the rest of the show.
But I know I'm gonna get more into the hang of things. I will get into some sort of a routine. Things might not be as bad as I perceive them to be right now because of, you know, so many changes that's happening. I know, but it doesn't take away the fact that I am still extremely anxious about it.
Yeah, and right now you're busy feeling it. So just let yourself feel the anxiety and deal with the aftermath of it later. Deal with the retrospective summary of your feelings, like telling yourself, I was just feeling this way because blah, 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 blah. Deal with that later, I guess. Like, hopefully by the time this episode comes out, you'll have fully internalized anxiety. And then when you listen back to this, you'll be like, okay, so that's why. Like,
that's I will likely cringe very much.
That's okay. I'm sure there are people out there who listen to this and they're not cringing because maybe they feel the same way right now. And right now, you just need to feel it. I'm going to sound like my therapist here. You just need to feel it. Just let yourself feel the anxiety. Because I feel like whenever the anxiety comes up, we, not just you and me, but like we as people, we try to find ways to not feel it. For me, that's trying to find answers. For me, I'm always truth-seeking to try to come up with an explanation for everything instead of just feeling those feelings. So I try to logic away the feelings, which doesn't help. Some people avoid it to avoid dealing with the feelings. Some people plan for the future to avoid feeling the feelings. Yes, that's right. I'm looking at you, Christy.
That's totally me.
Yeah.
And that's why it's like the underlying anxiety is telling me, yo, you better have a plan. You better have a list. Like, you know, this shit's coming up. Okay. You know, you're feeling so much anxiety right now and you don't want to go down that path of like mental breakdown. So you better fucking set up some plans and, you know, what's a synonym for plan? Just have your shit together so that down the road, you're a little bit more set up. Like, that is actually how I manage my anxiety, right? That's how I manage my workload. When I look at a giant project, you break it down into tiny pieces, tiny manageable pieces. And then you're like, okay, it's not so bad, right? You do things one step at a time. I'm just taking this and I'm just blowing it into like a way bigger proportional thing. And in my mind, I'm basically trying to project manage my anxiety. But the fact that I don't have a plan is making me even more anxious. It feeds into the anxiety, even though the plan was to help mitigate the anxiety. Oh my gosh, I keep using that word. Yeah. I guess this episode is truly about anxiety when you can say it 10 times in a sentence.
Yeah. But that's just how our coping mechanism that we've learned. Like, even when you started telling me about why you're anxious, I was trying to come up with reasons why you were anxious, right? Because that's how I deal with anxiety. That's just like, I wouldn't say that this is managing anxiety. This is more like our coping mechanisms to try to dull the feeling of anxiety or to kind of suppress it a little bit so that we don't have to deal with how overwhelmingly anxious we are. But actually managing it is like feeling the feelings. And then, I don't know, just kind of like letting yourself feel it rather than trying to control it or suppress it or whatever it is we do to cope with it. Because it is scary. It's also scary to be like, you know what? I'm so overwhelmed right now. I'm going to cry. Like, that's a scary feeling too.
Yeah, I'm almost waiting. Like, when am I going to start breakdown and crying? I haven't yet.
Yeah, because you haven't exhausted your options of coping mechanisms.
I haven't allowed myself to even feel those things because I need to read another damn paper.
Oh my God. So maybe your self-care is you just need to put the paper down, let yourself cry it out a little bit.
What I do think was, I mean, I'm going to go back to that recommendation that you did, was to make a list of all the fun things that I might want to be doing in Toronto, kind of like a Toronto bucket list. And
yeah,
I like me a good bucket list.
I think that doesn't take away the anxiety though.
I think, okay, so because you were talking about our different ways of coping, right? Yours is about logicking it, and then me is about I got a plan for it and make plans and make lists. I think why your solution or your recommendation resonated so much for me is because that was something that is in line with the way that I cope with anxiety, which is planning.
Yeah.
More planning.
Yes. But that's okay because it's a sense of control over your life. And right now you feel out of control because you had no idea how much of your time was going to be, like, you had no idea the commitment to school was this huge. So right now you feel a little bit out of control because you're a planner and it's right now reality is not matching up with what your expectations were. So of course you're anxious.
Mm-hmm. I do feel a lot better than at the beginning of this episode. I am still clammy. I still have all of the same thoughts in my mind that I had described today, but I physically, like physiologically, actually feel a little bit calmer. And I think that comes from knowing that there is some sort of an action plan, which is making the list, and then also just the fact that I'm talking about it. I made a list of all the stuff to talk about.
Oh my God.
And
of course you did.
And I talked about all of them. You know? And
so making lists work.
Well, I think I was making a list not just for the sake of this episode, but also because I haven't really fully sat down and talked to someone about all of these things.
Oh, Christy. So you've just been sitting there stewing in your own misery.
So now that I've gotten this whole list off of my chest in one go, I think that in itself made me feel a lot better.
Aw, you poor thing.
No, it's a good thing. This is a good, it's an uplifting way to end the episode, damn it.
Oh, no, I know. But, like, you were not pushing it, but I hope that you weren't putting your own wellness on hold for the sake of, like,
this episode?
Yeah, waiting until this episode to talk about it, because, like, if you needed somebody to talk to earlier.
No. It's definitely not that. I mean, we talked about, you know, a lot of great things from the previous episode, the previous episode.
Episode 31.
Yeah. Yes. Fuck. Okay, so it's not like I haven't been talking about all of these things. I've been talking about them in snippets. Like, I talked to my boyfriend about them. I've talked to other friends about them in snippets, but it's not a full hour conversation where we sit down and go into, you know, I'm feeling these things. These are the reasons why I think I feel these things, because it's not matching up with the expectation. It's not aligning with how I normally function, all of that stuff, you know, like,
yeah,
it's basically a very comprehensive package of what we have done today compared to those short snippet conversations of just me bitching on text message, be like, I hate school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're kind of summarizing everything that you've felt so far and reorganizing it in your head so that it makes more sense. And then you can be like, yeah, you know what? I'm anxious. I'm anxious, period. I'm just going to feel it. And then now I have this one thing to look forward to doing. So I'm going to let myself feel anxious. Just let myself be. You don't need to suppress it because you're like, you know what? Once I'm done feeling anxious, I have this one thing to do, which is the list of things you want to accomplish going around Toronto. Like, that's something you can look forward to. But right now, knowing that you have something to do next about this whole situation allows you the time to be like, okay, I'm anxious. That's how I feel, etc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that I know this is what I'm going to do next, but I don't have to do it right away, you know?
Yeah.
But at least I know.
Yes. There you go. At least you know. Yeah. It's all new situations are hard and not, you know, like I'm going to relate it back again to my dog, to my puppy. You know, like people say puppies are a lot of work, but holy fuck, is it a lot of work? And I have some, and I'm doing it with somebody too. Like, it's holy shit, so much work. But I have this image of like playing outside, walking with my dog and my boyfriend, maybe on the seawall or something, and she's wearing a bandana. Like, that image alone, I know I can get there, but I have to be really fucking patient right now. And in the first 2 weeks of having her, I didn't see how that was possible at all. Now it's been six, seven weeks, and there have been improvements, and I can, that picture is getting clearer. But I honestly, like, I had a breakdown. I think I told you I had a breakdown. And then just last week, my boyfriend had a breakdown. But once the breakdown's over, we're like, hey, we feel better. It's okay to feel anxious. It's okay to feel like sometimes we made a mistake getting her, or feel like failures, because YOLO, that's life. Just gotta keep going, and eventually you'll get to that picture. Not because that's what it's meant to happen, but because you know that's what you're working towards. Just like how there are bad self-fulfilling prophecies, like if you keep thinking about breaking down, having an anxiety attack, that's going to happen. Self-fulfilling prophecies doesn't only apply to bad things.
Which is why people have vision boards.
Okay. Yes, that's right. I don't have one, but
nor do I, but it's, you know,
I'm sure they have
visualization.
Yeah, visualization. It's just like,
it's law of attraction. I mean, keep going on this shit.
Yeah, you can sound all hippie like and say, hey, I'm putting it out there in the universe, but really you're putting it into your own head. It's like self-inception. So
I honestly, like, okay, now it's all like woo-woo shit. I do think that there is some validity in having those positive vibes, those thoughts, you know, because it's helpful. I think there is validity in imagining and picturing like things that will give you joy and, you know, those positive thoughts. We can't be ignoring all of the other feelings and all of the other thoughts. Wow, for someone who does a lot of reading, I am not what am I trying to say? Yeah, all that hippy dippy shit, I think there's some validity to it.
Oh, I absolutely agree. I agree as well. Even if it's not the full truth, but then again, that, don't get me started on the truth, because the only truth is that there is no real truth. So anyway, even though the hippy dippy shit might not make sense scientifically or whatever, but it's a great way to wrap our minds around certain concepts. And that's why I like that stuff.
And I think it just helps with like coping. And
yeah. Spirituality.
Yeah, exactly.
Love that shit. Like, you know, Avatar The Last Airbender and stuff like that.
This episode is going like on a totally different direction, which is a good sign to end the episode. So thank you so much, everyone, for joining us all the way to the end and listening to basically my journey of coming in at the beginning of this episode feeling super anxious. And now I am
still anxious.
I mean, still anxious, but now it feels better just to talk about it and have some plan, even though I'm not going to take action on it right away. It's helpful to know that there is some recommendations that I can take away from this. So hopefully this was helpful for everyone who has been listening to us. Next episode, we're going to be joined by a guest. So look forward to that.
Okay, thanks. I don't know why I said that in such a high pitch.
I don't know.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. next week.
Next episode.
Yeah, in 2 weeks. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Shit We Don't Tell Mom podcast with Christy
and with Angie. Get that uncomfortable shit out in the open with your partner, a dear friend, a trusted family member, and with us.
And as much as we love talking, we also love to listen. Hit us up with any feedback or topics you'd like us to chat about on Instagram at shitwedonttellmom or email us at shitwedonttellmom@gmail.com.
Be sure to subscribe and share with your friends.
Bye.
Nice. I just burped too, but I turned away to do it. Yeah.
Oh my.
What the heck?
Freaky deekies.